The Weekly Red Lines, May 18th. You can read all the stories with links provided in the text edition. Big Cup, the week's top stories. The terror from Tallahassee continues. Wilton Manor's Board of Commissioners voted unanimously to force compliance of Florida's anti-drag law for their upcoming Pride Parade. There will be no queens on floats this year. Fallout continues from CNN's Clown Hall, complete with its audience of hyenas, while right-wing extremists, once known as the Republican Party, celebrate it as a win. A three-judge panel of the Fifth Circuit appears ready to reveal itself as the ideologues they are and limit or ban the use of mifepristone. And mass shootings continued as a daily presence in American life. LGBTQ News. LGBTQ elders risk aging in isolation. A nonprofit is trying to change that. Florida grocer. Sorry for refusing trans joy cake. Pronouns matter and the entire Supreme Court just proved it. G7 summit statement to show resolve to protect LGBT rights, U.S. and beyond. House, Senate Democrats introduce bill to expand Supreme Court. North Carolina Republicans override DemGov's abortion ban veto. Publisher, parents, authors sue over Florida book bans. Cops, man twerked nude on Catholic Church's altar. Texas boy, 12, charged with murder over shooting of Sonic Drive-In employee. Ron DeSantis doubles down on defense of Good Samaritan subway vigilante. Hispanic truckers threaten to suspend Florida deliveries. Florida rejects Holocaust education textbooks in clampdown on woke instruction. Mommunes. Mothers are living single together. Health and aging. Surging brain activity in dying people may be a sign of near-death experiences. Finance and retirement. Protect your retirement funds from state seizure. Entertainment. Martha Stewart on doing a Sports Illustrated cover at 81. Pride starts now with Beyoncé's queerest extravaganza ever. Subscribe to LGBT Senior and get the weekly red lines every Friday.